Welcome to episode 90 of the Thrash Report. This is your weekly music commentary podcast where we discuss all things metal and heavy music. And joining me, my co-host, Jim Osborne. Jim, we're back. How's it going, man?
I'm back in Seattle again.
How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling fresh. I took a little break, as our listeners will have noticed, but you kept it going. Thank you, sir. Just a lot of stuff going on in life, kids' activities and work being busy and summertime, but I'm here today.
I get it. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. I'm glad that you're back. And, you know, it's much better to talk through this stuff with other people, but you know what? It's all good, man. I'm glad you got some family time and all that stuff. So totally get it, man. We got some fun stuff to talk through. We're going to touch on some new news about Stranger Things. I know the whole internets have been blowing up, but we got some fun stuff to talk about. And I think we got some funny news. I don't know. We got some Vince Neil stuff. We got some Dave Mustaine stuff. Let's go ahead and jump into it. So first, let's go ahead and talk about some Stranger Things stuff.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned some on the last episode, but I'm sporting the Metallica shirt here. Big news on them. Everyone by now knows they were on the show and they went to number one.
Dude, I think that is so badass. I published that to our Facebook page. I think it's great that 36 years after they released, they're able to hit number one. And of course, you know, you're going to get those dinks that come out of the woodwork and have some, I don't know, this is crazy. Like you and I mentioned this on the phone the other day, and then I read it this morning. What's happening? Explain to the listeners here, Jim, that we got some pricks that kind of like think they're Metallica elitists.
Yep, metal elitists and just Metallica frowners and Metallica gatekeepers. Just people being asses because people now like Metallica only because of Stranger Things. Great, who cares? However you can get more people listening to it, great. They'd get turned on to something else. Metallica themselves said they don't mind. They love it. They'll find that song. They'll find other songs they like. Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with how you get into any of it.
Yeah, I think it's great that this hater kind of posted on social and sure enough, Metallica. I mean, they responded back saying, "Really? We think it's awesome." So.
Yep. Oh, that's very cool.
Yep, very cool. And keeping with Stranger Things. It was actually talked about last week that the actor that plays kind of the evil creature Vecna, Jamie Campbell Bauer, he actually, to really get into character, he started listening to some pretty heavy stuff, listening to some black metal to really help him prepare for the role. And some of these bands, like, you know, Dark Throne and Mayhem, you know, I've heard of them, they've been around. But then he also listening to Carpathian Forest. Am I pronouncing that right? Carpathian Forest.
Yep.
They're a black metal band from Norway. And then this experimental metal band, kind of with slow, heavy, what sometimes referred to as drone metal, called Sun. Never heard of them, but he goes on to say in a recent interview that a lot of the black metal stuff that he was just really attached onto and really thought, wow, this is great. There's something about the sensitivity in the way black metal is made and their belief system. And I really fucking vibe with it, is what he said. So it was, it's pretty cool, man, that they, you know, he was using that to really get into character.
Yeah, that's awesome. And one thing I noticed is that everyone's talking about Metallica and Stranger Things. And last week or earlier in the week, they had everyone posting memes or pictures of the character Eddie Munson holding the Iron Maiden cassette saying, "This is music."
Yes, exactly.
And I was wondering, you know, his name's Eddie Munson. He's holding an Iron Maiden tape. Is that like an Easter egg thing? Did they do that on purpose?
You know, tribute? That very first thing that came to mind for me anyway. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, I know that right when that scene went through, I had to pause it and take a screen grab because it was so like, it's so funny. Like you and I were talking about it, you know, being a Stranger Things fan, you know, when I started watching it a few years ago, you know, the whole beginning part, like that first season and the age those kids were, like, I could totally relate, right? Like I was those kids playing D&D in the mm-hmm. basement, like that whole thing. And then now as we get into this recent season, like I was totally that metalhead. Like it was pretty great.
Yeah. And what's also cool, he's wearing this battle vest or his battle jacket. He's got the Dio patch on the back, which is actually donated by Dio's estate.
That is freaking cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I was like seeing like the little things too in the background, you know, posters on the wall, shit like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it because they take it seriously, man. You know, they like, they get the continuity people, they get the stage, the set designers, they get the music directors to all work together. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. When you pay attention to detail, that's what I like.
For sure. Enough about Stranger Things?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Diva Mustaine.
Oh, wait, before we move on to Stranger Things, I just got to bring one more thing up.
Do it.
Because I had a Twitter conversation with Radical Larry, aka Aaron Moody. And we were talking about next season. Mm-hmm. So the year will be 1987. And I said, well, we got to start a pool. We got to talk about like which metal, which band or song are they going to feature in next season? And I said, let's start a list and maybe we could influence, influence the Duffer Brothers. So is that an idea? I don't know. Hey, you know what? Maybe that's a great thing.
I'm thinking, so I got one.
I was going to say, send your 1987, pick of an artist or a track or a song or something that would fit for Stranger Things, send it to thethrashreport@gmail.com. We'd love to compile that list because it's not, you know, I'm sure pre-production will start pretty soon. It's not going to come out till 2024, but what's your pick?
First thing that popped in my mind is something from Among the Living.
Dude, right?
Follow Me or Die.
Freaking awesome. Oh my God. That'd be so great. Oh my God. Dude, and imagine then, you know, Among the Living, like up the charts. Anyway,
that'd be sweet.
That'd be great. Dude, let's talk about our resident diva, Mr. Mustaine.
Yeah, he's just, can't you be polite? So we had an incident, was it last weekend? Last week? Yep, so there's a two stages set up at the festival. Megadeth is playing on one, and Judas Priest, I believe, was doing a sound check on their side stage and playing their guitar, getting the sound right while Megadeth was playing, and Dave stopped the show and turned to the side stage and berated the man.
Yeah, let's check this out.
Last night of the tour, we went all the way to the last fucking night, and then some pussy over on the stage next to us has to start playing while we're playing. How fucking pathetic, amateur piece of shit you are.
That's so crazy. Now, in Dave's defense, like, I don't know how distracting or how loud it was for him, but still, it's like, go to the side of the stage and have your dudes go talk to him or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, don't call it out. I mean, they're priests. They're priests' crew. Like, they're pros, right? I mean, they're not amateur hour. Like, they were doing what they had to do, you know? So.
Yep. I just think he could have handled it a little better. And, you know, he's a professional too, and acting like an amateur. So, but also in Dave's defense, a drop kick.
That's funny. Dude, I miss your witty humor, man. So
dude, it's been dry around here. Now it's drier.
Dude, I totally missed this. So Ozzy and Sharon's anniversary, one, I didn't know they got married on the 4th of July, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But also, how many years they've been together now?
All of them. I don't remember. It was, I would say it was like 82, 83.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Positive, but yeah, I just saw that it was their anniversary. They got married in Hawaii on the 4th of July, and I wanted to wish them a happy anniversary and hope that they're doing well and that Ozzy is feeling better.
Yeah, man, totally. So, dude, have you, you and I haven't talked about it, but like, what do you think of Patient Number 9? Have you given a listen?
A little bit. I haven't heard. I think I've just heard a little clip. Is it out yet?
It is. That track is. So, yeah. And that one has Jeff Beck on it. It's okay. It's good. And it's not super heavy, but it's definitely Ozzy. I think the one thing that I could tell you, like, for me, after listening to it just a few times, I find myself like humming it. Like the chorus piece, it's just, it sticks in your head, you know? It's really good. So.
Yeah, I mean, when I heard the little clip, it didn't jump out at me. It's like, hey, I need to listen to this over and over, but I haven't heard the whole thing, so I should check it out for sure.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's just that melody is just, it's, he's got a way of writing these hooks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Side note, Ozzy's son Jack has a show out about Chasing Sasquatch, and it's co-starring Jason Mewes.
Oh, really? From Clerks fame?
Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma, all those. Yeah.
Dude, by the way, have you seen the clip for Clerks 3?
I've seen that it's out there. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, dude. I watch it and you start to giggle because all of the references come back and you're just like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
37 references?
Yes.
I'm supposed to be here today.
Right? Anyway, what the fuck is Chasing Sasquatch? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know if it's called Chasing Sasquatch or something, but I don't know if it's a one episode thing, or, you know, Jack has all these different shows with his ghost hunting and Ozzy and Jack traveling. North American Detour or something, but
yeah,
now he's got one with Jason Mewes and they're hunting Bigfoot, and it's got to be hilarious.
Oh, man. Dude, don't you think it would be crazy if you could just do whatever the fuck you wanted to do? Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, so as one, I don't know how I feel. Let's talk about Vince Neil. One, I really feel like, here's the thing. He's kind of the butt of the joke now, right? Like, he's just, people can't seem to take him seriously. I mean, you know, just from.
Can he though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing with like,
say that, but
getting in a fight with Tommy Lee and him being, you know, getting body shamed and shit, and people saying that, you know, he can't really sing, and like just recently, I mean, I was talking with on Twitter and saying, dude, he sounded horrible way back when. How can he sound any better now? You know, anyway. And now we see this. What, he's getting a little help, huh?
Yeah, and I don't get it. He's been caught. Like, it's a bad thing, using a teleprompter. We're just talking about Ozzy. He's been using a teleprompter for decades. I haven't seen anyone give him shit, but maybe he's just been around so long that it's fine for him. But Vince Neil using a teleprompter, people are making a big deal of it. I don't see why. I mean, a lot of people do it.
You know what? I gave a 2-hour presentation today and I had to look at notes. So, you know, I mean, you're not going to remember everything. I mean, I know some of those songs. I mean, he's sang a million times, but dude, it's been 40 fucking years. I mean, his brain is not what it used to be. So, you know what? If you need to use a teleprompter as, you know, just to remember where you are or something like that, I guess I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
yeah, it's better than what I've said before. When I saw Onslaught with Neil Turbin on vocals when he had to learn them and he had an iPad right in front of his face the entire set. And which was one thing if it's his first show, but then he got booted because he kept using it and wouldn't learn the lyrics. And I think there's other things too, but I mean, that's a little different than having a screen by your feet that you can look at.
Yeah.
So I don't see the big deal.
Yeah. I guess the one thing, and I would love to have more of an in-depth discussion. Like, I don't think you and I really talked about, like, you know, the use of background tracks, pre-recorded tracks, like, you know, what your thoughts are. I mean, I think, I remember the last show, what was it? Was it Steel Panther? I think it was Steel Panther. I mean, they are still fantastic musicians, but it was clear that they had some harmony backing vocals. There was a background guitar track. I mean, it's Satchel, right? It's one guitar. So there were times when they had a backing guitar track. And I don't know how I feel about it. Like, is it just part of live entertaining now that it's just part of what happens? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something they're using to add to something, I get it. But if you can't physically play something live and they're recording it and playing a recording of you playing it, I think that's Bush League.
Yeah.
If you're playing live and they're just have different tracks, like adding to it, making it thicker or something, I don't see the issue there.
Yeah. We want to hear your thoughts. If you have thoughts about pre-recorded vocals, you know, backing tracks, stuff like that, let us know. thethrashreport@gmail.com.
I also did this is a couple months ago. Did you see the video of Bon Jovi when he's trying to sing?
Oh no. Uh-oh. No, don't tell me.
Another guy who, I don't know if it's a temporary thing, but I've seen people commenting on it and seen stories, but then I saw a video of him where he starts the show in the middle of the audience and like the music starts playing. And then all of a sudden the spotlight shows him and he's hanging out with the crowd and then he starts singing and it doesn't sound good, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then he hangs the microphone out for the crowd to sing it. So he's trying to pass it off, but
I remember when I saw Overkill back in the I Hear Black tour. So I Hear Black, I don't remember what year that was. But there's like one track, I think it might be the title track, I Hear Black, I can't remember. But there's a track where they have kind of this like just vocalizing, right? Where he's just vocalizing where there's no like words really. And I remember him stepping up to the mic and he mouthed the words, "This isn't me." And then he like opened his mouth. So he was like telling the telling the crowd that this is a pre-recorded vocal track. It was kind of funny.
Then the drummer stood up and said, "I ain't farting at no snare drum, man."
Do you remember when, this was so long ago. You remember the Iron Maiden video called, was it 12 Wasted Years or something? Mm-mm. So like, I remember that video. I had the VHS. And they had this one where I can't remember what, like it was overseas or something. They were going to do this one TV appearance. And they were adamant that they had to lip sync and play to a pre-recorded track.
Okay. I have heard of this. Like,
yeah. Anyway, so once the track started, they all switched instruments and shit. And it was hilarious.
Nice.
Anyway.
Well, better to handle it.
Cool, dude. Let's jump into some releases, bro.
Yeah, exciting. I know we have mentioned this next band a couple times. I know it's been a few months, and they actually sent us some tracks that they were working on. It was probably 3-4 months ago, but a band called Toxic Messiah, brand new.
That's awesome.
I love it. Yeah. So how I know of these guys is we've talked about the Warehouse a bunch of times, a venue here in La Crosse, and there's a Warehouse kid named Nick Dearman who is the lead guitarist for Toxic Messiah, and he's the one that had sent us some of the tracks earlier, and said to be from the Quad Cities. And this is their very first single that they've released. They have more coming. I can't wait to hear more. We'll certainly keep you updated. But yeah, I mean, the guitars are awesome. It's good hooks. The vocals, I think, remind me a little bit at times of John Keevil from Warbringer.
Nice.
Which is awesome, considering I think he's probably the best modern thrash vocalist. So that's nice work. Talks to Messiah. A little bit more to come on them in a few minutes.
Very cool. Yeah, this next one, again, is one that I haven't heard of. And you mentioned that they had an exclusive track on Sirius XM, right?
Yep. Today, July 7th, was premiered exclusively on Liquid Metal by Sean the Butcher and Plague Ears, Suffer. And it's very good.
And that's like a thrash death metal band from, where are they based out of? I don't remember.
I don't know.
They,
and David, this is off of their new, let us know.
Their new EP called All Will Suffer. And that the EP is out tomorrow. So the track was today exclusively on Sirius XM Liquid Metal. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Plague Years. This next one, actually it's the title track of Amon Amarth, their new album, The Great Heathen Army, that drops August 5th. And this video is killer. It's like two kids playing like some sort of role-playing like D&D type game, but it's, they're playing the Amon Amarth game. It's so freaking awesome. But this track, this riff is fucking brilliant, dude. Check it out. Whoa! Got some odd time there.
In 865, the year of our Lord.
Churchy.
Yeah, that's right. Dude, you ever listen to Unleashed?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like that, his vocals right there totally remind me of Unleashed. I had like, I can't remember the name of the album. I had like their first two albums back in the 90s. And dude, it vocals sounded like almost exactly. But dude, heavy. I love it. Mm-hmm. That riff was killer.
And I heard the vocals and it reminded me of a podcast I used to listen to, I don't know how long ago, but I think it was called The History of Heavy Metal or something like that. And they're talking about the origin of the guttural vocals that metal uses, like the growling and shit, and how it kind of dates, or he said it dated back to days of the Vikings and how they would use it to intimidate their enemies or whoever. Like they would sing, there's like written accounts of the sound that they would make in there, the growlies.
I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was told, a buddy of mine told me to watch the series Last Kingdom. Have you watched that?
I haven't heard of that.
I think it was like a new, kind of like a Viking-ish show or something. Anyway, said it was pretty badass. So, okay, dude. Let's look at some live shows, some concert calendar stuff, bro.
Yeah. I saw this announced recently that Revocation is going on tour.
Yeah, man.
With Crisian, Alluvial, and Inoculation. And for our local friends in the Twin Cities area, they will be at the Turf Club October 11th. That'd be cool.
Totally.
Or will be cool. So check their site for more dates.
It's on my calendar. So we'll check it out. And then, this next one you were just talking about, Toxic Messiah.
Yeah, said I'd mention them again. They actually have a show coming up August 20th. I'm going to assume it's their first show. I don't know if they've probably maybe played some houses or something. I don't know. That'd be awesome. But yeah, it's a Heavyweight and Toxic Messiah. RCC presents Thrash of the Titans, which is a Big Four tribute.
Really?
August 20th at 1 p.m. in Rock Island, Illinois. So if you're in that area, check that out or make a trip.
That's awesome, dude. Oh, I totally missed this other. I went right past this one. A local show here in Minneapolis at the Caboose.
Uh-huh. Yep, we got the Crowbar, Spirit Adrift, Strapato, and Visceral Reaction, July 29th at the Caboose. And speaking of young thrash bands, Strapato, we saw them open for Goat Horror a month or so ago, and I saw them right before the shutdown too, and another awesome up-and-coming thrash band, just great musicians. Waiting to hear, they're going to release stuff soon, they say, so keep an ear out for that. We'll obviously let you know on that too, but looking forward to hearing what they're going to put out, hopefully quickly.
Cool, dude. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? And I think I cheated because I think I talked about this last week. I don't remember. So
who played? So but the actor who played Eddie Munson in Stranger Things was not playing actual guitar during the scene, but who was?
That would be Rob's son Ty from Metallica.
Ty Trujillo, yep, with help from Kirk Hammett on how to play.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yep. So, yeah, I know it's been out there for a little while, but I just thought that's pretty awesome. It's all the things Ty's done, and he's played with Korn, he's played with Suicidal Tendencies, and
yeah, dude,
got his own band going. And
having the opportunities that he's had, I mean, so cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the time machine. This first one, we're going to go back to 1988. One of these very recognizable riffs, right?
Intro. And it's also, so we were talking before about playing that riff on the guitar.
Yep.
And if you play that riff, but slightly different, mm-hmm. it sounds like you can get the theme from Inspector Gadget.
Dude, I just noticed my coffee cup. Dude, check it out. I got Pursuit.
On there. Nice.
I've
got one too.
Nice.
Pursuit, Capital, Coffin Rights. Yeah, Ring Time.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's Inspector Gadget, though. Hear it.
Now I won't be able to not hear it, bro. Thanks for it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny. So Slayer, South of Heaven, that was released in 1988, their fourth studio album. And it was very clear they went into making this album. They really didn't try to beat like Rain and Blood, right? So they deliberately slowed down the tempo of the songs. They purposely went on to do the toned down vocals for this album. Obviously we know Slayer went on to record 12 studio albums, including their final album, Repentless. And I couldn't believe it, bro. That was 2015. That was a long time ago, man.
Damn, no kidding.
But yeah, so Slayer, South of Heaven, one of those tracks where it's, one of the first things that I learned how to play, right? When you're mm-hmm. learning how to play tablature, you're like, wait, how's that go?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have this. Because this is one of the freaking best riffs ever written, but Master of Puppets is kind of great timing. We had all this rise to popularity, number one in the Apple Music charts, obviously their third album. This had was released in 1986 this month, and it now has been certified platinum 6 times. So over 6 million copies in the US alone. Pretty crazy. And I didn't realize this. It was the very first thrash metal album to hit platinum status. But then, of course, after that, it kind of opened the door for all these other, obviously their Black Album went multi-platinum. Other bands continue to go multi-platinum. But it's kind of crazy that that was the very first kind of thrash band to go platinum.
I was talking to my daughter the other day too about this album, and I'm trying to remember, is they put this album, I don't know who does this, but they put it in like the Library of Congress or the National Archives or something.
They did. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that's huge.
It was, yeah, it has this significant impact to music in general, right? So, yeah, very cool. So
keep your Grammy Awards. We're in the National Archives.
That's right, bro. Very cool. All right, so you kicked me this one, and dude, it blew me away.
It we jumped back sack to the, off.
It did knock my sack off. The new wave of thrash. This band, I had never heard of them before. You sent me this. So is this their very first, is this their debut release?
I believe so. I haven't found that they've released anything else, but yeah. So I want to thank, so it's Today in the Day is our segment. We call it the New Wave of Thrash. And I want to thank the Facebook page, the New Wave of Thrash Metal. If you're not following it on Facebook, go do it now. Tons of new bands on there. Tons of from the last 20 years, and just not just bands, but information and chats and stuff. It's a great site, but I found this because I needed something to listen to when I was working out this morning. And
this, wait a minute, what were you doing this morning? Wait a minute, what?
Working out.
Sorry.
25-hour fitness.
But, oh my god, so dude, that totally reminded me. I'm such a basket case, but like, have you seen this YouTube video of, or was it YouTube? I can't remember. Anyway, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He put like a fake ponytail and a hat, and I think he even had like a fake mustache on. He literally is at a car dealership, and he's like, he's out there like razzing all the people looking for electric cars. It is hilarious. And then he like, and he pulls out, like one time he pulls out with this like Hummer that's just like, just like, I mean, exhaust the whole freaking, like, it is hilarious, bro. Anyway.
What are you looking for?
We're looking for, like, electric, fuel efficient, like, quiet.
I have exactly what you're looking for.
What do you think, huh? How about this, huh? Can a battery-powered power car do this?
I think this will piss off my neighbors.
You them right, it will impress your neighbors.
Sorry. Anyway, keep going.
Yep. So I was scrolling through and then I saw this cool picture and I saw this name called 13 Goats. Like, that's interesting. So I saw that they were streaming. So I played it and immediately was like, all right, yeah, this is cool. And then it just kept getting better and better.
Dude, how fucking cool is that? Yeah, so thank you for sending this album over to me today because, yeah. It kicked me in the ass. It's pretty cool. And it's funny, I went to their site and they said, and I quote from them, it says, "This ain't your dad's death metal, but we keep the best parts. Eclectic, over the top, and just a little weird, 13 Goats takes cues from some of extreme metal's most infamous names like Death, Carcass, Cannibal Corpse, to create a tongue-in-cheek blend of different genre hallmarks that is hooky as it is heavy. Horns up, dude."
Yeah,
it's freaking awesome.
And I was listening and I was like, okay, it's been playing for a little bit and I'm waiting for those vocals to come in, because sometimes the vocals are awesome, sometimes they sadly kind of kill it. But they came in and I liked them, and then that kept going, and then I noticed there's like three different styles in that first song that they're singing vocally, is like, you know, they got the death growls and then there's clean singing. And oh, so I definitely got to hear this again. I've only heard it the one time this morning, but it'll be getting replayed a lot.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I like the fact that they have those different stylings. It just keeps me engaged. So yeah, it was pretty cool. So yeah, check out 13 Goats. And again, we'll have links to their Bandcamp page. But I did find it on Apple Music as well.
Yep, and they're from Vancouver, Canada. Not sure if you mentioned that. It's another Canadian thrashers.
That's right. Take off, eh? All right. Dude, I think that's going to wrap up episode 90.
90.
Dude, super fun to talk to you again, bro. I mean,
me too, man.
It's been a few weeks. I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, we really do appreciate it. We want to hear from you. thethrashreport@gmail.com. You can always hit up all of our socials. You can find that at thrashreport.com. And also, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. And the best thing that you can do to really support the Thrash Report, share with a friend. Let them know. Share with a friend that, hey, go listen to these two nerds talk about metal. And it's pretty awesome. So cool. Any closing words there, Jim?
Sharing is caring. No, glad to be back. Let's do it again.
Awesome, guys. All right, we'll see you next time on the Thrash Report. See ya. All right, let's stop the stream. Don't cross the streams.
We got to cross the streams.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of activity in the chat room.
Oh, really? I wasn't even paying attention. I had stuff covering it.
Covers are good. Yeah, 13 Goats. Good stuff.
Nice. Rob Carlson shared it. That's
yeah.
Badass.
Okay, so I think I got caught up on our episode guide with what we've talked about, but if I could maybe review with you quick. So
is that also a shared sheet? Can I see that or no?
Yep, it should be. It's in our Thrash Report folder. It's called Episode Guide.
Cool. Let me...
Google Sheet.
Let me see.
Yeah, so episode 86, we had a guest Apothic, so we didn't have any stuff. Did you do any trivia the last 2 weeks? I didn't hear one in the first week.
No, I didn't.
Okay. So on your first solo one, it looked like you went back in the day with Skid Row, Slave to the Grind, Megadeth, Killing is My Business, and Business is Good, yep. And Typo Negative.
Correct, yep.
And then last week's was Insult in Injury. Is that what it's called?
Insult to Injury, but it's like Roman numeral 2.
Oh, okay. Insult.
Which is freaking awesome. I love that fucking album, but they disappeared. They did like one out. They did a second album, but you can't fucking find it anywhere. It's not streaming.
Reminds me of Stormtroopers of Death. Whatever happened to Celtic Frost? And then Blind Guardian was last week too, or the other day too?
Yes, yep.
And then did you have any new, I don't think you had any new thrash the first week.
I had Crippled Fingers, but that was 2021. Like, it wasn't super new.
Oh, new era. Or
yeah, Crippled like Fingers.
New wave of thrash bands?
Yeah, was that last week? I don't remember.
Oh, so you did three solos, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 87, 88, and then I don't have any info from 89. Did you do a back in the day or a today in the day?
Yep. Let me pull up that episode and I'll fill that in.
And today's was Slayer. South of Hanau.
Dude, how do you like our new intro clip? Believe it or not, that is it's royalty free music from fucking YouTube.
Nice.
I know.
Sounds good.
Okay, hey, so 89 is what we're looking for, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got things in the wrong spot, I think. So it looks like Flotsam and Jetsam. Or did you just put that in there? Flotsam and Jetsam?
Nope.
Oh, that was, I put that in there because I was thinking that's what I was going to use, but I didn't. So, okay, so 89, I think you did put.
Municipal Waste. So we talked about Municipal Waste. Tankard.
Yeah, for new music. Yep. But you're back in the day.
Back in the day was Flotsam and Jetsam, Dio, Last in Line, and then Napalm Death. Napalm Death's debut album, Scum.
Oh, I gotta make a meme. Facepalm Death.
I love it. Dude, how do you come up with this shit?
It just comes in.
Dude, I forgot to mention too the
Napalm Death Death. What was the album name?
The album name was Scum.
Scum. Okay, sorry.
Yep, and that was from 1987.
Okay.
I mean, I can see, depending on the character arc, you know, Napalm Death might be on there. I mean, that was, you know, on Stranger Things.
Interesting. Okay, and then did you do any Today in the Days the last three episodes? I don't think I heard anything on the first one, and then I didn't listen to the next two.
No. Yeah, because okay. I just went through like new releases, but there weren't really any sort of... Actually, you know what? I think I mentioned, so New Wave of Thrash, I got the band Exgenocide.
Oh, yeah, I saw they commented. Exigence or something?
Yeah, Exigence.
Exigent.
Morals Forgotten.
Is that E-X-I-G-E-N-T?
E-X-I-G-E-N-C-E-D.
Exigenced. Okay, got it in there. Okay, cool. So we are...
Yeah, and what's crazy too, there are a bunch of kids. I mean, ages 16 and 19.
Awesome. Were you able to find that spreadsheet where I'm putting all
I forgot what I'm doing. Dude, I can't multitask.
So I think I've got it all saved and figured out. We're up to 90, so okay. Seems weird we didn't do Master of Puppets before. I thought we would have.
I know, right?
Back in the day. Maybe we did and just forgot.
Dude, this is awesome you put this together, man. It's a lot of work.
I had to. It's easy now that I've got it made, but you know, it didn't take too long. I just went through our webpage that you so awesomely handle. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
And then, just put it all in here. I needed this because looking for new thrash bands and albums back in the day. I'm like, what?
Right.
What have we not talked about? So, okay. Yeah, so that is good to go. And 609. So I got a couple minutes yet. Oh, Dave Edmonds says, missed you boys. That's nice.
So, and I'm trying to think of other things that I always think of like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Jim about that. And then I forget.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So the last baseball game is tonight, which is a made-up game. Not made up, like it's actually real. They're just replaying it from earlier. It's a made-up game.
It's a rerun. No,
we're gonna
play a rerun.
So regionals is next week. Don't know when yet. I'm busy next Thursday. And probably Monday because Daphne has volleyball. So I could probably do a Monday or Tuesday depending on when regionals baseball is. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, dude. I know one of the week after, I'm going to be... So Tuesday to Wednesday, I'm going to be in Madison. I'm flying into Madison and staying overnight for a customer. So we wouldn't be able to do it Tuesday.
Okay.
But that's the next week. So we're good. We got time.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, we can reconvene.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I was gonna ask this one band I was gonna look up. Oh, this was Revocation. That's right, new release from Revocation, because they have a new single. I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay.
And then what else was I going to ask you? Oh, I'm curious. So this quickly, I know we're running short on time.
Mm-hmm.
What is the beef between Natanic and Bobby Icon and David Lee Roth? Does one so one is Sammy Camp and one is DLR Camp?
Yep, it's the classic. It's no matter who it is, there's always Team Hagar, Team Lee Roth, Belladonna, Bush. There's a few of them out there, but yeah, they constantly give each other crap for what the better Van Halen era is.
Because I was going to say, today, I saw in Today in the Day, is David Lee Roth's solo Eat 'Em and Smile came out in 1986.
I saw that.
Which I remember having the cassette, and freaking, that was the first time Steve Vai was on there, right? And okay. Like the song Yankee Rose is fucking awesome. And I just wonder, okay, like, what do they think of David Lee Roth's solo?
So, yeah.
Yeah, and Dream Theater, Images and Words came out in 1992. That's when I saw him for freaking $9.37 or whatever.
Nice, 93.7?
Yep.
Cool.
All right, bro. I think we're wrapped up. I think the only thing else, why did I save this? Oh, dude, I totally missed it. Yeah, what's so it? On Megaforce, Overkill, Under the Influence came out 1988. So that would have been a good back in the day. We can hit that one next week, though.
Back in the day. Yeah, for sure.
Because I totally didn't really get into Overkill until... Actually, it was this album, right? So which one had Elimination on it? Was that Under the Influence?
I don't know. I have not gotten into Overkill yet.
Bobby Gustafson, the guitar player that played on that album with Elimination, fucking rules.
I did always think that the opening riff to that sounded a little bit like Master of Puppets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's Elimination. But I did hear on Apple Random one day they played, was it Iron Fist? Iron Something by Overkill, and that was awesome. Oh,
yes.
Iron Horse?
Iron Bound? No.
Could be.
Yeah, I have it. I don't remember. But yeah, yep.
Yeah, I heard that, and like, okay, I'll listen more.
I'm curious to hear what your thoughts on From the Underground Below. Because that's my album? Favorite. It's like my favorite Overkill album. It's called From the Underground and Below or something.
I will.
Hello from the gutter.
Under the Influence.
Yeah, Ironbound. Yeah, that's that one. Yeah, this one was.
That's Ironbound is fairly new compared to them, their career.
Yeah. Why can't I freaking find? What the heck? It's not here.
Is it there? Okay.
Dude, it's not an Apple Music. That's weird.
Yeah, I see that. But...
licensing. What the fuck? I mean, WFO is really good. So yeah, I think WFO came out right after From the Underground Below. Dude, that sucks balls. Anyway.
That will be my homework for this week. I'll try to listen to a bunch of Overkill.
Cool.
Try not to
So 1993 was the I Hear Black tour. That's the one where literally my friend Eric fell down in the pit and got his wrist stepped on.
Oh yeah, he told me that.
It's like, dude, you should go to the hospital. No, I'll be fine.
I'm okay. All right, brother. Go ahead, dude. But have a great, this is awesome.
Thanks, man. Have a great night and good luck to Dexter today. And we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Have a good date tomorrow.
Thank you, man. See ya.
Yeah. See ya.